Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Just a couple times a year, I have something so important that I want to discuss that I actually engage in hyping. And by that, I openly tell you I'm doing that. I have a special announcement to make. Very, very special announcement and, frankly, warning coming up in 30 minutes. 30 minutes from now, 30 minutes into this 1st of November 2017 transmission. Hard to believe we're now into the last 2 months of 2007, isn't it? I have a very special analysis and announcement that I'm going to be making coming up in 30 minutes from now. If you want to get exact, 31 and a half minutes from now, we will come out of break, and I will break down exactly what we're facing and exactly what we're dealing with. Very serious enemy operation. And there's no doubt that I picked up their attack pattern, and I mean it when I use terms like that. We've certainly picked up their attack pattern. There is no doubt about that, and it shows they're floundering and flailing like a drowning man, but nevertheless, very, very dangerous when you have this floundering behemoth and you're within reach of it. So that is coming up in 30 minutes. In the meantime, this is the type of news I have in front of me. Army tests James Bond-style tank that is invisible. This is out of the Daily Mail, mainstream news. And I remember reading about this 10 years ago in military publications and talking about it and being called a kook, even when I had their own documents. I remember it was even on Discovery Channel the last 5 years. Still, if we talked about it, we get emails saying we were nuts. But this shows a video of it. Cloaking device, kind of like a Klingon spaceship in Star Trek or the Predator from the 1986 movie Predator with Schwarzenegger. It's cloaking device. All it is little mini cameras on one side and an LED screen that's about as thin as paper on the other, and it just gives you an image of what's on the other side, and it looks just like something out of Predator or just like something out of Star Trek, where it just kind of glimmers and shows you what's on the other side. Very, very interesting. I don't even know why I'm leading the show with that. It just shows that, kind of like I told you 6 years ago, we had Mexican trucks already coast to coast in the U.S. It was in industry publications. I could see the Mexican trucks. Now AP announces it yesterday. I mean, so much of what we talk about is just already mainstream. It's just not popularly known. Like, it is mainstream news, declassified, admitted, that our government and other governments have staged hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, our government over 200 declassified, terror attacks, killing people or claiming people got killed. There's a mix of them. And it doesn't matter. For some people out there in the public, they just say it doesn't exist. So we'll go over that coming up a little bit later today. Some of the other news we have. Gold hit $801 in gold futures and gold stocks. It went right up to 800, just a few cents short of 800 yesterday in actual gold bullion, and it went down a little bit this morning, a few dollars, but then now, right now, is surging upwards, and looks like it's going to go past 800 today. That's a major psychological benchmark there, so much of financial news when we come back, and then the big announcement coming up now in about 26 minutes from now. The websites are InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and PrisonPlanet.tv. This is the GCN Radio Network.
It is a big idea, a new world order. In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their Dark Order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress for the world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products in education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
If constipation and a sluggish body are affecting your life, then do what hundreds of thousands of people have done. Try Dr. Ritter's Colon and Body Cleanse. If you want to clean out the 27 feet of intestinal tract in your body and clear out the waste matter that's been lying in your abdomen for up to 40 hours, then you need Dr. Ritter's Colon and Body Cleanse. Developed by Dr. Ritter, this cleansing program will revitalize your digestive system and provide your body with healthy ingredients that keep your system flowing. To try this incredible program for free for 2 weeks, call 1-800-890-3525. That's 1-800-890-3525. Just pay shipping and handling, and the next 2 weeks supply will be free. So call now, 1-800-890-3525. That's 1-800-890-3525 for your free 2 week supply of Dr. Ritter's Colon and Body.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, very important analysis and announcement and warning coming up in about 25 minutes at the bottom of the hour. So tell everybody you know to tune in. This is very, very important. We're going to have an article about it up on PrisonPlanet.com in just the next few hours. Right now, let me jump right into the economic news. Reuters, don't bet on China's rescue if U.S. economy tanks. If the United States slides into recession, it's going to be a lot worse than a recession. Don't count on China to save the world, the fastest growing major economy for two decades straight. China looks resilient enough to withstand a serious U.S. slowdown and still expand at close to 7% a year. Yet that would be a slight let up for the scorching pace to which the world has become accustomed. There would be no extra pop and fizz from China to fill in for the United States, many economists say. Then it goes on. Gold tops 800, this is AP, for the first time since 1980. Gold barreled above 800 an ounce Wednesday for the first time since 1980 as investors cheered the Federal Reserve's decision to lower its benchmark interest rates a quarter point. As they cheered, that caused the dollar to plunge yesterday to right up at 160, 145 to the euro. Again, the euro opened at 80 cents to the dollar in 2000. That is a 65% change. I mean, it is every few weeks it goes down another cent if this continues. I mean, people keep talking about the dollar may plunge. I had a major magazine, national magazine, call me yesterday for my comment on the dollar. And they said, oh, yes, the word is it's going to go down a whole bunch and it's going to plunge. And I said, going to plunge? Going to plunge? I mean, it's just, it's staggering to me that people have trouble understanding what's already happened. I pray it stops its plunge, but that's already disastrous because it generally, if you study inflationary spikes and currency devaluations, well, there's nothing general about it. It generally, in between a year and 2 years, the only thing general is that it's going to affect us in a big way. I just don't know if it'll take a year or 2 years, and we're already really into a year into this. It's just deepened. So most analysts, by the middle of next year, it's going to be just insane stagflation, which we haven't seen since the late 1970s. And this time, the private debt of private citizens and private companies is deeper than in the depths of the Great Depression in late 1933. That's federal numbers that came out in January of this year. We passed the all-time depth, and it's only deepening. In the 70s, we still had a lot of people who had savings. And we've only seen the beginning of this housing market unraveling. We see new home starts, half of the orders canceled. D.R. Horton and others have announced half their orders. I mean, you look at real economic numbers, and they try to put a salve on it and say, we've got 3.9% growth with a conservative 13.6 inflation. Oh. And that's compounding each year. I'm just saying, batten down the hatches, get ready. On the good side, it's going to be a serious, deep, sustained 3 or 4 year recession. That is what I've got my fingers crossed for, saying my prayers every night. But the bankers don't want that. They want a slow, continual recession leading into what you could only call as a depression, which they'll try to spin in the media and contain without hysteria and riots in the streets. That's Ministry of Defense documents. That's Times of London. That's Rand Corporation. That's federal documents. That's what they're saying. Gold tops 800 for first time since 1980. A couple years ago, we said it would go up to 800, and we said if it went past 800, it's going to go to 1500. I got stacks of the news here yesterday. They had CNN and CNBC analysts saying gold could go to 1500 or 1800 by the middle of next year. I don't know if that's going to happen. We said 800. Ted Anderson said 800 a few years ago, back when it was at 500. We said 800 back when it was at 325 in 2002. I don't know how much it's going to go up, but I know this. It still hasn't adjusted, and this is what they were saying on CNN and CNBC, and I have the articles right here, that for inflation, it hasn't adjusted. It won't adjust until $1,500 an ounce. Now, silver, though, right now, adjusted for inflation, should be $24 an ounce. It's only, what, $13-14 an ounce right now. Gyrating back and forth. But there's shortages. It's hard to get. Believe me, I've been looking around. So the question is it going to correct? I think silver is one of the best places to move into right now, and that's what I've been doing the last few years. And it's very inexpensive compared to some of the other metals, things like platinum and palladium that are just exploding. Gold still has only made half the move it should for inflation. Gold has only gone up halfway towards its ceiling. That's mainstream analysts. I'm going to be conservative. Let's say it stays at 800. At least it's not losing value. That's the key. That's the key. And yes, I got Ted Anderson on again with us for 5 minutes today. Ted, I don't know where gold's going, but when the mainstream starts talking about $1,500, $1,800 an ounce, that looks to me like it's left orbit. It's going to continue now. It's left the gravitational pull here, and it's just going to continue to rise. Ted, what do you see happening?
Oh, Alex, you're exactly right on that. Back in 1980, when Jimmy Carter was in office, we had 840 gold. Now think about what a dollar could buy in 1980 as it compares to the year 2007. The dollar's lost more than half of its purchasing power. If you take a look at 840 and multiply that by 2, your $1,500 number is right on track. That's why the experts are saying that. The United States dollar is falling faster than that. So when you get a frenzy that's going on, a market frenzy, you could easily hit $2,000 gold. Now, $1,500 actually is just something that's right on the money. $1,300 an ounce is probably conservative. Silver, $50 an ounce in 1980. Now, mind you, the Hunt brothers were getting involved, but they didn't control the complete market. The people were buying silver, and there was a shortage, and the stuff went up to $50 an ounce, and that was what went on then. That means that if you just take the same calculation today, silver could be $100 an ounce, the equivalent of what the dollar was worth back in 1980.
Now, regardless, it's way undervalued, at least half undervalued right now, and so people need to move into silver, they need to move into gold, they need to move into metals, because it is a you-cannot-lose equation. The dollar has already been devalued, and gold hasn't even corrected to the dollar devaluation, though it's starting to move that direction. Silver is a sleeper and hasn't even begun to move. Regardless, ladies and gentlemen, you are at least going to keep your value, and everybody says it's going to go up, but let's just say that's not guaranteed. Regardless, you're actually freezing your assets now and at least keeping the value. Ted, you've got three offers. You've got a collector, you've got a collector at near bullion price or at bullion price. I haven't been able to find it anywhere cheaper. And you've also got silver, right at price. So three great deals today.
Oh, yeah. Right now, what we have is we've got the British sovereign coin again. Surprise, surprise, they've gone up a little bit. They're $215 per coin. Gold is going up like crazy. Right now, it's a great time to be getting into that coin. Again, it's a coin that was issued back at the turn of the century. Gives you that chance of privacy, that 60-45 ruling. It's exempt from that. That's the IRS ruling that determines what's bullion, what's numismatic. The silver dollars, great buy, $360 per roll. Silver is now at $14.11, and
that's the same price you offered here 2 weeks ago, and silver has already moved a couple dollars up, so it's starting to correct, but you've got it already in your vault locked in.
Yeah, that's a real good buy on silver, there's no question about it. And then you've got the $10 Olympic coin, and mind you, there's only about 600,000 of these total out there to go around. They're issued in 1984 by the United States Mint as a collector coin. The current coins that are in the same ilk that's coming right out of the government right now at this particular time are trading between $650 and $700 per coin. So it gives you an idea of where that particular coin's at. It's actually a very good buy, and I'd be getting involved with those as well. So here's the three offers. There's the British Sovereign. They're at $215 a coin. The $10 Olympic right now at $590, that's the one that Jack Brownrigg keeps on talking about on the commercials. You've got the $360 per roll, the 20 silver dollars. That coin is just a tremendous sleeper at this time. If you're getting involved with silver, the old silver dollars are the best buy in the marketplace, hands down. There are $360 per roll, that's a roll of 20. And it's a great way to get into silver. That's a private way to get into silver. And silver, obviously, Alex, when you're looking at $14 silver, the last high was $50. $25.
Yeah, Ted, I'm just going to say this. Folks, if you're not getting into metals, you're insane. And I wouldn't just be buying gold stocks or silver stocks or vault stocks. I would be buying and physically holding 1-800-686-2237, 1-800-686-2237. Call the brokers right now. Those three deals, bam, there is literally just enough to pay the employees to take the orders in these deals. They are all right down there at the very bottom. Ted is just tacking on a few dollars from what he got these in bulk. Believe me, I know. I'm buying these from him at that price, 1-800-686-2237. And if you don't buy silver, again, you're completely insane, 1-800-686-2237. I've been telling you buy gold for the last 7 years, back when it was at $320 an ounce. I'm telling you right now, silver. I'm telling you, get those British sovereigns, 1-800-686-2237, 1-800-686-2237. 1-800-686-2237. 1-800-686-2237 or MidasResources.com or GCNLive.com. Ted, thanks for coming in with that offer. God bless you, and thanks for running the network.
Hey, not a problem. Thanks for having me up again.
All right, 1-800-686-2237. We'll be back with the news.
This is a market alert from Midas Resources. Since August 9th, the Fed has created and injected $200 billion into the financial markets to keep them afloat, ignoring the hyperinflationary hangover that is the sure result. Data released by the New York Federal Reserve shows that foreign central banks have cut their stash of U.S. Treasuries by $48 billion since late July, with falls of $32 billion in the last 2 weeks alone. Could China be quietly dumping the dollar? The quality of your life depends on the quality of your currency, and the quality of the dollar is poor because the quantity is so high. Printing money out of thin air has disastrous results, victimizing middle-class citizens and discouraging savings. If you have been considering precious metals as a hedge against inflation, you need to act now. Procrastination is the mother of lost opportunities. Call me, Tom Andrew, at 1-800-606-1294. That's 1-800-606-1294.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know there's an assault upon America's freedom of religion by the United Nations Genocide Convention Treaty? The laws are called hate crime laws. These laws will eventually shut down Christianity in America by accusing Christians of hate crimes. These laws are already being used in Canada, Britain, Australia, and Sweden against Christians for reading certain Bible passages. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble red alert and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
Don't want no shackles on me. Don't want no shackles. Don't want no shackles on me. I sit down with Big Brother. Don't like those RFIDs. Got the blues about my freedom. Got the blues about tyranny. I got the blues about my freedom. Got the blues about tyranny. I sat down with Big Brother and the national ID. Don't want a chip in my wallet, chip in my car. And if I want to travel, it's nobody's business how far. Don't want no shackles. Don't want no shackles on me. I say shame on Big Brother, always tracking and tracing me. Don't want a chip in my mother, chip in my wife, a chip in my babies. Stay out of our life. Don't want no shackles. Don't want no shackles on me. I sat down with Big Brother, no more slavery.
I sat down with Big Brother. Here it comes.
A chip in your forehead, a chip in your arm, always tweaking your brain and causing you harm. Don't want no shackles. Don't want no shackles on me. I sit down with Big Brother in the good old USA. Chip in me.
All right, Jimmy Vaughn.
Everybody. I said down with Big Brother. Down with Big Brother. Down with Big Brother.
Down with Big Brother. All right.
Down with Big Brother. It's all about liberty.
All right, and there's Jimmy Vaughn, great Austinite blues legend, good friend of mine, patriot, freedom fighter, with his No Shackles on Me. By the way, you can see him do that live at the Texas Independence Day from this year, what was it, March 24th, at the Capitol in the anti-RFID North American Union No Toll Roads rally. And it was just fantastic. That is in Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement. That's one of the 40 minutes of extras that is in the film Battle for the Republic. And, of course, some extras from Istanbul and then Jimmy Vaughn's Down with Big Brother. We appreciate him letting us put that in the film. Coming up, I've got a special announcement and a warning to everybody, but it's really a positive thing overall. And I hope you pay special attention to what I'm saying, and I hope the article that's written later today that's going to be up at PrisonPlanet.com by the end of the show, I hope you all pay special attention to it. I heard Kurt Nemo. I hope he does a report on it. I hope you do reports on it. You don't even need to, if you run your own Patriot or Truth website, you don't need to source me. You can just write an article about it. It's extremely obvious what's going on, and we're going to be talking about that coming up in the next segment. As for the economy, I believe what I'm saying, and we have a track record of being right. I mean, it's not hard to predict what's happening right now. It is, it's horrible. It's absolutely horrible what we're witnessing right now. And it's the globalists that are engineering the entire thing. We have that documented. And Their job is to, again, gradually bring us to our economic needs. They don't want it to plunge too quickly. And they also need to do it in the dark and keep the people from learning who's behind it. It's our job to expose them, to avert them really bringing us down to the bottom.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD. I'm the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues. It means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
Attention, this is Jack Blood with an urgent GCN news bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there is a very real chance you will now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not cheating. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control. Get relief. Get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food, plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Coast to coast and worldwide, blasting out on the AM and FM dial, simulcasting on satellite, the internet at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and Global Shortwave, WWCR, 6 hours a day, 11 to 2 Central Live, back from 9 to midnight on the network. We stream 24-7 at Infowars.com and the podcast as well that you can subscribe to for free. All right, here is the big announcement, the big warning to everybody. A few months ago, I started hearing national neocon fake conservative talk show hosts whose jobs are to deny the North American Union, deny the New World Order, deny the CFR, deny that Fox News and Roger Ailes are behind Hillary Clinton fundraising and consulting for her. Doesn't matter. That's been in New York papers 3 years ago. We told you 5 years ago. Their job is to neutralize conservatives to be sure and get through the global corporate agenda, which is the total stripping and looting financially of this nation. Their job is to cover up Halliburton moving to Dubai, Cheney moving to Dubai, Cheney dumping his dollars last year. Their job is to cover up the fact that Bush ordered Congress to not go after Bill Clinton when he left office for Pardongate. They're all together, they're all in bed, and they just call anybody who isn't for warmongering and open borders and New World Order liberals. Mr. Bush is more than double the size of the federal government, triple the size of the BATF, and campaigned for the assault weapons ban. It's you, mister, that aren't a conservative. And as Gandhi said, the truth goes through several stages. First they ignore you, then they laugh at you, then they attack you, then you win. Another philosopher said, to paraphrase, that truth goes through three stages. First, it is universally ridiculed. Then it is attacked, and then it is accepted as fact. And we're now entering into the area, according to all the scientific polls and non-scientific polls, of over 80% of the American people believing that the government's lying about 9/11, and depending on which poll you look at, 37% to 68% believing that it is a total inside job. So we can safely say that more than half the public believes it may be an inside job, and 84% in the highest scientific polls, Angus and Reid and others, believe they're being lied to about it. And just a few weeks ago at an in-game premiere here in Austin, Texas, in my speech I said, we are winning the fight. They're going to get mean. They're going to get vicious. They're going to move into their final phase of attacking us. And that's because I'd already heard national talk show hosts saying 9/11 truthers are violent. 9/11 truthers are evil. 9/11 truthers are the type of people that'll bomb things. 9/11 truthers are the type of people that need to be arrested. 9/11 truthers are aiding Al-Qaeda. 9/11 truthers are aiding our enemies. And then Glenn Beck did it several times on his TV show. We've aired that here, saying we're very dangerous, dangerous. We're the types that are like McVeigh. O'Reilly's been saying it for months with no evidence. That'd be like if I got up on air and said, Bill O'Reilly is very, very dangerous. Very, very, he's very, very violent. He's aiding Al-Qaeda. He's helping terrorists. And something needs to be done about him. That would just be an unbelievable lie to claim he's violent and to claim that he's aiding terrorists and just out of the blue, just to say it. I could truthfully get up here and say, you know, he's reportedly a pervert, sexually harassing employees, and that's why he's so obsessed with perverted stuff on a show while he talks bad about it. But again, that's a side issue. This is a guy who made it up that some professor was a terrorist in Florida, and the guy got arrested for over a year and tried and was found not guilty and had his life ruined. And O'Reilly brags on TV that he engineered all that and that he's hooked in with the feds. And he just gets up on TV like judge, jury, and executioner, like the Grand Inquisitor, and just says, seize that man. Well, he's up there every week now saying that 9/11 truth is violent and dangerous when we've done nothing violent, we've done nothing... Again, we know it's a script that they're following. Then simultaneously on our message boards, on the We Are Change message boards, people will go in and say violent things posing as 9/11 truthers, and then within seconds of it being posted at the stamp time, we can go to the, quote, 9/11 debunking sites, 9/11 truth debunking sites, and they had posted it within seconds, which, again, shows simultaneous coordination. They or their cronies are doing it and then watching, knowing we're going to pull it, and then posting it and saying, look, they're calling for violence. Now, I have sources, and a few weeks ago I got warnings, and now they've become specific. I'm not at liberty to get into it because the sources won't let me, but I've independently verified this. That the feds are trying to target, and of course they're liaisoning with their talking point people who are pre-putting out the story, that 9/11 truth is terrorist and planning terror attacks, and that, I mean, this is just incredible. This would be like if I got up and said Bill O'Reilly is. It's just totally made up. But remember what Nixon did. Remember what they did before Nixon got in. They would go, the FBI would detonate a stick of dynamite in the mud flats north of San Francisco in the hills, and northeast there, and then they would just go arrest peace activists and say they were behind it. You saw just a few months ago at the Monticello meeting in Canada, in Ottawa, in the capital, where it was cops dressed up like anarchists with rocks hitting other cops in WWF staged events. The cop would kneel his head down, and the cops would run over and hit him. And it was, and then we noticed they were wearing the same boots, and then it came out that they staged their arrest, and then they had to admit, yes, we were provocateuring, yes, it was fake. See, they wanted to be able to attack that peaceful crowd, which they did, so they had four cops dressed up running around like anarchists attacking peaceful people and cops. It was all staged. I mean, they're being caught, again, staging terror themselves, staging provocations themselves. And this isn't the 1960s or 70s where there wasn't YouTube and Google and where there wasn't thousands of independent magazines and newsletters. This isn't a day and age where you guys can get away with your 1960s, 1970s operations. So I say go ahead and try to frame people. Go ahead and try to set people up. Go ahead and try to intimidate everybody. Go ahead and do what you criminal murderers do. It isn't going to work. And the answer for 9/11 truth is to retriple our efforts, not just redouble, and to confront more and more politicians and more media people, and to bring up 9/11 being an inside job and just intensify. They are panicking right now. When I watched Tucker Carlson a few weeks ago, on his show, he was scared. I mean, he looked freaked out, and he said, I don't want to even think about it being an inside job. He said, oh, my goodness, the large portion of Americans believe this. They're taking over. No one believes the government and the media anymore. And the two analysts he had, one from the Washington Post, one from MSNBC, said, yeah, we can't beat these people. That's right. You can't beat the truth. And so you go ahead and try to turn the checkerboard over, turn the chessboard over, try to throw a fit, try to do what you're creeping around doing. We're the people that expose false flag. We're the people that have got your number. We're the people that know about provocateurs. We're the people that know about you staging events and pipe bomb attacks on your embassies and all the rest of the crud you do. We're the ones that got your number. We're the people that have exposed you as being the terrorist. So it's not going to work, you idiots. We understand the chink in your armor, your Achilles heel. We've been pointing out that you're behind the terror. You fools, you think it's going to work on us to claim that we're involved, that we're doing that, that we're involved in terrorism, that we're with Al-Qaeda? We didn't found Al-Qaeda like the U.S. government in 1979. We didn't fly the Bin Ladens out to safety like Bush ordered it the day after 9/11. We didn't train them at military bases. You understand that? We didn't order the embassies to let them back in when they had terror designations and tell the embassy heads they were U.S. agents. We didn't write the White House memo talking about staging shoot down of our aircraft to start war with Iraq. We didn't write the PNAC documents by Dick Cheney saying that the government needed terror attacks to get the people behind this. I mean, you're the arrogant idiots, like criminals always do, that wrote all the stuff you were going to do beforehand. The people now know Gulf of Tonkin was staged. It's declassified. They now know about Operation Northwoods. They now know about the overthrow of Mossadegh. It's come up in presidential debates. It's now out. People know about false flag now. They know about inside job. This isn't the 50s or the 60s or the 70s or the 80s where you can just run around killing us. Where you can run around bombing police stations like you did in the 60s and 70s. Where you can pull all the stuff you do and then blame it on groups you don't like. We're the people exposing that. And you idiots come back with the same attack pattern when we know what your key device is and have done everything we can to break it. Everything we can to expose it. So they're flailing right now, ladies and gentlemen. They are absolutely flailing in every direction possible. They are drowning. And Aaron Dykes wrote an article for JonesReport.com, which is a good article, but it focuses in on O'Reilly's people trying to act like they're guerrilla journalists and going out with a handy cam and confronting at a book signing Rosie O'Donnell and you look at them, these little effeminate frat boy types, they're literally holding on to their coat lapels and leaning back, sticking their bellies out, and just real arrogant and weak and pathetic, who work for O'Reilly, going, "We work for Mr. O'Reilly. Why, why are you hurting the families that don't like 9/11 inside job people?" When Bill Doyle, the head of the biggest victims group, says the majority of them, a year ago and growing, by the way, believe it's a total inside job, and Bill Doyle believes it, and we don't have benefits for the victims and their families, and the vast majority of them know the truth, and they know that their family members' bones and ashes were used to fill potholes, AP. It doesn't work anymore for you to just run around enjoying your deception, enjoying lying to the public. But that isn't the story that O'Reilly sends cameras to ambush Rosie up on JonesReport.com. The story is that O'Reilly slips in that these are very violent, very, very dangerous people that are aiding the terrorist. We've done nothing violent. But what did Silverstein's off-duty cop goons do when they walked up to Luke Radowski and We Are Change? We have the audio of that. By the way, cue that up to the point. They said, "Hey, we're going to say you have bombs. We know you don't have bombs, but we're going to say you have bombs in your backpack, and we're going to send you to prison for it. Now, we know you don't have them, but we're going to frame you right now." I mean, that's how they think framing is so normal. They just, in front of three cameras, go, "We're going to frame you now." They walk up and say, "We're now going to frame you." This is what they do. And again, they are panicking. They are afraid. They are scared right now. They know the people are waking up to them in their lives. They know Congress has the lowest approval rating in 220-plus years. Congress has an approval rating of 11% and dropping. Some show it as low as 8 now, but major scientific polls show 11%. You are in red-level crisis, and you know it. The people know you're killers. They know you're criminals. They know you did the attacks. They found out about all the other declassified attacks. You just calling us nuts and anti-Americans doesn't work anymore. They know the North American Union's real. They know the CFR is real. They know you decided to destroy the dollar. They know you made the public statements. They know you did all this, and they're not going to just lay down to your raping anymore. Is that clear? And Hannity's saying we're terrorists. Glenn Beck is saying we're very, very violent, like McVeigh. And that, there you have the talking points. Just suddenly in the last 3 weeks, they're all saying it in unison like a bunch of mockingbirds, a bunch of macaws. It is unbelievably transparent. Meanwhile, they're so arrogant that Santorum and the senators and Republican Party heads and top neocon syndicated columnists are in major magazines and newspapers saying, "Oh, 9/11 was great. Oh, it'd be great if we had another one. Oh, you just wait. There'll be another one by the end of 2007, and you'll all learn to love us." I mean, this is Santorum saying this. And oh, it's got a and Republican memo saying, "Oh, we sure needed an attack." I mean, you guys want to laugh at us and call us kooks while you're running around praying for attacks? I mean, you people are dangerous. You're nuts, man. You sit up there in your ivory towers with all your yes men and your interns running around in the mini skirts, and you just buy into you still think we're buying your bull. And you may have a few poor people with Alzheimer's that still believe you, but I mean, it's become so cartoonish and so dumbed down that it isn't working anymore. And how obvious is it going to be if they try to set up some 9/11 group? How obvious is it going to be if they try to set some group up out there to try to scare everybody to run off? How obvious is it going to be if they try something like that with Ron Paul? They're throwing all kinds of dirt at him right now. This is their attack pattern. This is what they do over and over and over again. And now they're all up there so O'Reilly and all of them can say, "See, I told you they're violent. See, I told you they're dangerous. See, I told you." Just out of the blue, they're just saying we're violent. And We know that they literally get talking points from these people, and we know this means they are panicking. You look at O'Reilly, he knows most people look at him and know he's just nothing but a media whore, a intellectual prostitute, weak, chicken-necked, nothing bully. They know he's pathetic. He knows even conservatives don't believe him anymore. It's all of them. They have wed themselves to this evil. They have committed to it. They are committed to go all the way with it. And I've heard Hannity's saying, arrest all militia members again. And Bush is geared up for martial law. I mean, they really want to... Remember the Salon magazine article a few months ago where it was a conservative writer, and she was there with her friends at the New York beach, these rich ladies, and they were talking about, I can't wait till we totally take over. We're going to put everybody in and electrocute them and kill them and imprison the people that were against the war, and our time is here. I mean, folks, that's what they walk around and talk about at Fox News. That's what they're into. These people want to literally rule us like it's Nazi Germany. They openly write books about how they want to put everybody in camps. They call for my arrest all the time. I mean, they're there trying to sell the public on literal jackboots going around and lining people up. That is so un-American. And the jig's up. So, good luck. Don't let them intimidate them. Don't let them stop you. We are preempting them now. We triple efforts now to expose the real terrorists. Their guardians, their defenders are destroying themselves by defending them, and they know it. They are desperate.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Couldn't their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM/FM shortwave radio. For a limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. $29 to order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
He's got a bomb in his bag. Exactly. I saw wires coming out of there. I think he's got a bomb in his bag.
We're not terrorists, we're Americans, sir.
You're right. By the time the government figures it out, you'll be in a hole for 30 days.
I mean,
what we face for defending our beloved republic, for fighting against the gun control, fighting against the hordes of illegals, fighting against all the scum fake conservatives backing Hillary, defending Ron Paul. We know you're the terrorist, and we know you defend them. We know you wolves have come to gorge yourself on the blood of the American people, and we stand against you, and we ask God for guidance and divine providence, just as George Washington requested it. I beg for it in front of the altar of my almighty creator. This song's for you, scum. We're watching you. The real conservatives that have been mesmerized and deceived by these enemies to wake up. For all the liberals that still believe Hillary's a good person, for you to wake up and to join us in the battle for the republic when she's on her knees and when she needs you so desperately. Right now is the time. You know it in your gut. You know the truth. You can verify the information. Join us and defend the United States in its darkest hour. We have other clips here. You know, there's so many. What I'm going to do is, later in the next hour, I'm going to play, just excise those out. I don't want to play his whole segments. Just excise out the parts where he says we're dangerous, we're evil, we're bad. Get the part where they're saying that we're with McVeigh and that we're with the terrorist. I mean, this is, you notice they won't say names, though. They just say the 9/11 Truth Movement. Because they could be sued into absolute oblivion if they start saying names. But they're putting this out preemptively at the exact time I get data that they're surveilling, they're infiltrating, they're provocateuring, they're doing all of this. They're trying as best they can. And you see the intelligence operation, those that want to bring down this country, working in tandem with the propaganda channels. We know they get walking orders. And it just shows you how much we're hurting them. And listen, it's not going to work. But I know you have to follow your old paradigm, old dogs don't learn new tricks, of trying to say we're with the terrorists now. No, we're pointing out that the central government is carrying out and provocateuring the terrorism, and we're catching you. We're not just saying the cops dress up like anarchists to start riots. It's documented mainstream news now. You've been caught from San Francisco to Seattle to Ottawa, Canada, to Austin, Texas, red-handed. You've been caught staging terror attacks, and your mouthpieces have low approval ratings, and the people aren't buying what you shovel anymore. So, heads up, folks. We're drawing more enemy fire from their capital ships. That means we are engaging. And again, engage their main lies. Engage their flagships now. Hit them and hit them hard in the info war. Oh, we're dangerous, but we're dangerous to you, the terrorist, and we're bringing you down, terrorist.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at gcnlive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.